Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Presho, South Dakota at a Professional Bull Riders Touring Pro Division competition. It's the Flying V PBR Tour Stop. Our guest today, Skeeter Kingslaver, a young man that has qualified for the PBR World Finals in Las Vegas not once but twice. Skeeter, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. It's a good little drive up from Kansas. Just ready for this bull ride and get started.
Well, we are about 40 minutes away, and you're getting ready to get on professional athlete's largest animal, the Pro Rodeo Bucking Bull. What runs through your mind about this time of day in your business?
The job never changes. It's to ride the bull that we draw, and I'm not here to compete against any of these other bull riders. It's just the bull that I'm getting on and get him rode, and hopefully he's good enough to win.
Well, you've got a bull that's from Nebraska or Montana, Highland Brookman Rodeo Company, a PBR and PRCA stock contractor. Dang, it's good is the name of the bull. When you see a draw like that, what's on your mind? You ask about the bull. What's your game plan?
Yeah, sometimes I ask. Sometimes if I really don't know the stock contractor, I just don't even worry about it. Personally, I don't think about it too much. If I feel like there's a reason to ask, I'll ask. But if not, I ain't too worried about it.
Really? Would it matter if we were in Las Vegas at the World Finals or here? Would you ask about it?
Nah. It's the same thing. Like I said, it's the same job. Whatever bull you draw, you got to ride him.
Yes, sir. Tell us about your upbringing and how you got into this sport, and to whom or what do you credit your success?
Well, nobody in my family actually rode. It was just kind of a funny deal that I stumbled upon a flyer for a bull riding school whenever I was younger in the local gas station there in McLeod. And took my mom by there that day and asked her if I could go to it. And ever since then, I went to that school that month, and then ever since then, I was hooked and never looked back. I was actually riding dirt bikes before that, so I'm glad that I ran upon it. Definitely something different. I grew up on a farm, but I don't know what I'd be doing if I didn't see that flyer, though.
It's a great story. How old are you?
I'm 24 now. I was 12 then.
What goals have you set for yourself for this season, 2014?
There's never a goal too high, but me personally, just, you know, the main goal is getting to the World Finals. And I've been plagued with some injuries the last couple of years, so it's been a kind of a battle, but just get back to World Finals right now, and then once I get there, we'll go from there. Definitely set the bar higher next year.
Yes, sir. How long have you been riding in the PBR?
4 years.
How do you handle yourself outside the arena to obtain the success that you do in the arena?
You just got to stay calm, cool, and collective. I'm no different than anybody else. Everybody here is just people, so I'm blessed to be able to do what I love to do. Not many people can say that, so I don't take anything for granted. You know, I'm out here doing what I love.
That is great. Let's get down to in the arena as we're outside the arena. In the arena, give us some secrets. What did you learn at that school that has helped you, and what do you do to consistently propel your aim towards the pay window?
Well, that first school I ever went to, it was definitely the basics of bull riding, and it was steer riding at that time. So just taught me the basics there, and then the guy's name was George Steinberger. And then from there, once I got old enough to ride bulls, I went out to Gary LaFue's house in California. He kind of taught me, you know, a little bit. I was getting on bulls out there, so just thinking about bull riding when you're home, but because when you get here, you don't want to be thinking about nothing.
Any other words from our champ, Skeeter Kingslaver?
The sport's about having fun, so stick to it.
There you go. Two-time world finals in the PBR from Kansas, Skeeter Kingslaver. Skeeter, God bless you, and we wish you much success.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.